I've been leading an effort with Congressman Dave Camp to push the Army Corps to give us some very specific recommendations on what it would take to permanently protect the Great Lakes from the Asian carp. And it will take some kind of infrastructure project, engineering project, where they're changing the flow of the water and so on, frankly, from the Mississippi River on up. And the Army Corps has said for years they would have this study done to give us what should be done. And originally they had planned to have it available 2 years from now. Well, Dave and I went to work, passed a bill requiring them to give it to us now. So we put a deadline on it to get something much sooner, which was the good thing. And they did, on Monday, release a report. But the problem is they gave us really seven different options, plus the eighth was to do nothing, which, of course, is not an option, but seven different options, and they didn't develop it enough for us to be able to take it and go to the next stage of, you know, getting funding to be able to start a project. So we are indicating to them that they've got to give us something much more specific. I got all 16 of the U.S. senators from the Great Lakes region, Democrats and Republicans, together on a letter to Army Corps saying, you've got to continue to work with us and get us something specific. They're now doing seven different meetings in the next couple of weeks around Michigan and around the Great Lakes to get input from people on which of the options make sense. And then we've got to get this down to one project, one approach, so we can act. We don't need more studies. What we need to do is figure out the best way to protect the Great Lakes and the Asian carp. I mean, as you know, these fish we found along the edges, you know, we're beginning to see some DNA from the fish. There's a question of whether any of them have gotten into the Great Lakes now. We've tried for years to keep them out of the Chicago area with these electric fences and other kinds of options of fishing and poisoning some areas to determine whether or not we can find any of the fish. But this is all temporary. So, and these fish get up to 100 pounds. They have no functioning stomach. They eat all the plankton, which is what every other type of fish eats in the water, which means you lose the rest of the fish because they're eating all the fish food. And then they get scared when they hear a motor or some other loud noise and jump out of the water. And we've had people get knocked out of boats or from water skiing or whatever because these fish have jumped out of the water. So it's bad news for the Great Lakes, and I'm committed to make sure that we push now where we're going to work with the Great Lakes Commission, which is all the governors of the Great Lakes and key leaders, to come together around a solution so that we can move forward and take the next action, which is some kind of permanent, they call it probably hydrological separation, where they change the movement of the waters from the river into the lakes in a way that will protect from the Asian carp.
We're speaking with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow here, and Senator, you know, some of the folks that have been watching this say that it's too late with this DNA starting to show up, that it's already in there, and if that is the case, all of these steps may be taken. It may still be too late in that sense. But when you start talking about shifting water directions of things like the Mississippi River feeding into the lakes and so on, and all of this and all of those things in the Chicago area and whatnot, this is some serious engineering, some serious stuff they're trying to talk about. So it would seem logical there does need to be more development if that is the option that people think can be done.
You're absolutely right. And actually, the water at one point was changed in Chicago already. I mean, there would be, in order to get the waterways to Chicago, they've already done some of this years and years ago. But it is a big project. Now, the good news in the midst of all of this, sort of good news, bad news, is we found actually, the bad news is, 17 different ways that these fish can get into the Great Lakes, not just Lake Michigan, but over in Lake Erie. And where there's a lot of concern because it's actually more shallow over there and might be a better breeding ground for them. But that's the bad news. The good news is as we've been monitoring all of this now for the last few years, we've actually found places where we could do something permanent that didn't cost very much and was pretty simple. We've seen there are rivers between Indiana and Ohio where we've been able to see permanent barriers put up so the fish can't move from one to the other, and they've not taken major engineering efforts. So there are things that have been happening that are helpful. We don't know. We do know the fish are not yet really embedded in the Great Lakes mm-hmm. because every time they're looking for the actual fish, they're not finding them, but it is very concerning what the kinds of materials, the DNA from the fish that are now being found. Last November over in Sturgeon Bay in Wisconsin, there was some DNA from the fish. So this is something where there has to be a great sense of urgency. That's why Congressman Camp and I authored the legislation to light a fire under the Army Corps. We did get them to act and respond more quickly, but they didn't give us the specifics that we needed. So now we're back again, and we're going to bring in others, frankly, to look at what needs to be done and some more specific approaches, because we really... You know, at this point, they are not embedded in the Great Lakes, and we've got to do everything we can to make sure they aren't.